Representative Welsh and members of the committee, my name is Sarah Lakeman, and I'm the Sustainable Maine Project Director for the Natural Resources Council of Maine. And I'm here to testify mostly in support of LD 1578, but I do have some concerns and suggested amendments that I hope the committee will consider before you move forward. I just want to start by saying that as I gathered information to prepare this testimony, I have about 20 pages there, including my amendments, I became increasingly aware of our state's shortcomings in regards to solid waste management. I think we're lagging severely behind our neighboring states in managing organic waste. We have unreliable recycling data, and we offer very minimal state resources to assist municipalities and businesses with materials management. I believe that many of the provisions in this bill have been a long time coming and will move the state forward, and I strongly urge the committee to pass this bill so we don't fall even further behind. So I'll dive in now to some of the specifics. Starting with the battery bill. NRCM is very supportive of this program. We're pleased that the battery industry has come forward with a bill that's inclusive of all battery types. I think that if we're going to do this, it's worth doing right, which means no more carve-outs or exemptions. This is essential to make it less confusing for the consumer, and it's more fair for manufacturers funding the program, as you heard. But I do think that the program can be improved by including convenience standards and performance goals, and I strongly urge the committee to remove the proposed repeal date. So in other words, I believe that this proposal is poised for success, but we need to make sure there's some accountability to make it as effective as possible. And I've attached some suggested amendments to make that happen, and I basically just took language from our existing product stewardship framework law and put that in there. So you can refer to that in your work session. So section 2, our state recycling goal, I think it's appropriate to move the date since we've already clearly passed 2014. But in addition to that, I think the committee should amend the goals to better reflect our solid waste management hierarchy, which prioritizes waste reduction and establishes that landfilling is last resort. Because the ultimate goal should really be to reduce the total amount of waste we're creating and sending to the landfill. So, and it's also appropriate time to scrutinize how we calculate our state recycling rate and institute mandatory reporting of recycling to DEP so we can actually have some confidence in the numbers that we're using. So I have a few amendments that I'm proposing in my testimony as well. And then further, I really don't believe that construction demolition debris burned in a waste-to-energy facility or buried in the landfill should count as recycling when we're trying to meet our recycling goal. Okay, so given the time, I'll try to talk fast, but not too fast. I am very, very supportive of the commercial food waste composting requirement. I think this is one of the most important aspects of this bill. Like I said, we're falling far behind our neighboring states. Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island have all passed something like this already. I've spoken to them in detail, and I've learned a lot. I think that the time is ripe to move forward with this proposal in Maine. I think we have adequate existing infrastructure. I have a map of existing currently licensed food and fish waste composting facilities in Maine, and I put it on a map, so it's really great to see that these activities are happening all over the state, you know, all throughout the state. There's also additional benefits to keeping waste out of landfills. These other states have reported an increase of food donations by about 30% so far. They are reporting that when businesses are required to separate out their food waste, they're actually learning about the waste they're creating and reducing it at the source, which is important. And they are also reporting that food safety issues in the kitchens has improved because they're actually managing the waste better than they were before just by throwing it in the garbage. So I'm very supportive of this, but I have some more suggested language changes there. And one of those is starting by saying that it's a policy of the state and those who fall subject to this law to abide by the food recovery hierarchy, because while it focuses a lot on composting, which is great, it's really best to make sure we're following the hierarchy of source reduction, feeding people, feeding animals, and then doing composting and recovery for energy. I think that's something maybe even Representative Timberlake might be in favor of. And as appropriately revise the title to be a commercial food recovery requirement. I also have 30 seconds left to redefine the geographic exemption to be within 40 road miles and not just 20 miles, because there's some confusion if it's as the crow flies or if it's road miles driven. And I also agree that we should revise or remove the waiver section. So I have a lot more to say on this bill. So if you ask me some questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I would just say you've done a great job of being very specific in the testimony that you've attached. So I think, I would ask you if there's anything additionally that you feel you really want to call our attention to, but I think we've got a really good set of your points here and information that we'll be referring to. So don't worry if you haven't covered everything verbally. Yes, Representative Campbell.
Thank you. Under recycling goal number 3, you mentioned that burning of construction demolition debris waste to energy for use should not be considered recycling, even though it's a conversion to a different product.
I understand
your landfill.
Yeah, in our state goals, under the state goals, it says beneficial use of materials is just going to count towards our recycling goal. So I'm fully in favor of these materials being used to their best purpose, getting the maximum value out of them, but they're not necessarily recycling. I think it's cheating almost if we're adding those numbers in just to get to our goal. And particularly, I think most of that waste is coming in from out of state also. So it wasn't even generated in the state, and it's just being used to pad our numbers.
I'm still not understanding why it's not recyclable if it's used to create energy or electricity.
I just think that's something different. I think it's landfill diversion, which is great. I think, the hierarchy states that recycling is different and better than burning material for energy. So that's all I'm saying there. It's just a different definition. I don't think it should be included as in our recycling calculations. But I think it's a good thing to do.
Senator Breen, did you have a question?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. We heard a little earlier about new EPA rules with respect to CDD.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with them, and does your testimony take some of that into account?
Do you mean like the fuel quality standards?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with the EPA rules, but I'm glad you asked me about that because I actually took a tour of ReEnergy. Rich Geisler was kind enough to take me around in December. I think that, I'm echoing what some other people have said here, that I think it needs to just be revisited, how we're testing those materials. The way that Rich described to me was there might be false positives created when testing for the chromated copper arsenate, because they just test for copper and it's not necessarily always the bad kind. So I think that makes sense to me. However, with the fines aspect of it, I don't know why we would. I mean, increasing the probability of exposure to lead just never seems like a good idea to me. And they also explained, if I'm remembering it right, that they don't have problems meeting those standards now. So I couldn't really wrap my head around why they wanted them increased.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any other questions? Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Have we ever had the talk, you and I personally, about the 50% recycling goal? I've talked to a lot of people about how useless I think that is.
Yes, and I.
That there's a better way. And I don't remember if I've talked to you about it.
Right, and I proposed that in my to alter the waste reduction goal, which is currently, it's second, it's 1A in our state goals. I think it's good to have a recycling goal, just to know what that is, but it's really more important to have a waste disposal reduction goal. You can't really measure reduction necessarily, so that our goal in there. Nobody really takes it seriously because you can't measure it.
Right. Okay.
So I've put in some suggestions to change it to a waste disposal reduction goal, which is something you can measure and measure really easily. And if you also, which is something that the state currently does, is measure it by per capita waste generation, so you can account for.
Oh, we're definitely in the same wavelength.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Yes. Thank you. So under a scenario of a waste reduction goal, would you then, I mean, who knows what that number will be and how it would relate to the recycling rate, but your point is well taken, and I'm wondering if under that scenario you would agree that waste to energy should be included in that because it's no longer being wasted.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I think it would, because it would be a waste disposal goal. So whatever is being put into the ground is what you're counting, and if they're burning the majority of it and it's not going in the ground, then it just is just kind of inherently included in that.
Any others? Questions? Right.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.